Good morning. It is Monday all day today here on this June 9th. Hope your day is going your way for you. Keep an eye out this afternoon for storms, some of which could reach the level 2 severity range, according to the National Weather Service in Birmingham, as we work up towards a high today of around 85 degrees. We'll look at your weather forecast in more detail coming up shortly, following your 10 a.m. edition of Local News, which is brought to you today by Mathis Trailers and Equipment, your TYM tractor and equipment dealer, Highway 68 West in Leesburg. And Front Porch Automotive, County Road 34 at the intersection of Highway 411 in the Key community. According to Somerville Police Chief Brian Osment, on June 6 at 12:36 p.m., officers were dispatched to a gunshot wound call on Oak Street in Somerville. Upon arrival, 27-year-old Christopher D.J. Chapman of Somerville was found in the roadway unresponsive with a serious gunshot wound. Mr. Chapman was transported to Chattooga ER, where he was later pronounced dead. The initial on-scene investigation resulted in 24-year-old Davion Price of Somerville being identified as the shooter and that he had left the scene in his vehicle. A short time later, Mr. Price was found to be driving a different vehicle and was taken into custody in a traffic stop on Taylor's Ridge without incident. Upon further investigation, it appears that Mr. Price and Mr. Chapman were involved in a physical altercation that led to Mr. Price pulling a pistol and shooting Mr. Chapman in the chest. The following charges are being placed against Mr. Price: felony murder, aggravated assault, and possession of a firearm during the commission of a crime. The Somerville Police Department extends their appreciation to the Georgia Bureau of Investigations, the Chattooga County Sheriff's Office, the Lookout Mountain Drug Task Force, and the Georgia State Patrol for all the assistance they provided during the investigation. A fugitive with multiple outstanding warrants is back behind bars after a rooftop escape attempt in Ider ended with his arrest. On Friday, June 6, the Ider Police Department was investigating a theft case when officers attempted to arrest Freddie Bradford, who was wanted on 6 felony and misdemeanor warrants from 3 different agencies. Bradford fled on foot but later returned to his home. Officers surrounded the residence, and during a search, they spotted Bradford hiding on the roof of the 2-story house. He tried to escape by jumping, but police quickly took him into custody without further incident. A search of the property also turned up illegal drugs and drug paraphernalia. Police Chief Stephen Malone had this to say: "It is probably not the best idea to mix drugs, eluding the police, and jumping off buildings into your weekend routine. If you're going to act dumb, you better be tough." The Etowah County Sheriff's Office Motor Unit is gearing up to compete in the 2025 World Police and Fire Games, set to take place June 27th through July 6th in the Birmingham and Hoover metro area. The international event brings together over 8,500 active and retired first responders from more than 70 countries competing in a wide range of athletic challenges, and Etowah County deputies will be right in the thick of it. Sheriff Jonathan Horton shared his pride in the team, saying, "I'm incredibly proud of our motor unit for stepping up to represent Etowah County on the world stage. Their dedication, discipline, and commitment to excellence reflect the very best of our law enforcement community." The motor unit has been training hard in preparation, representing not just the sheriff's office, but the entire Etowah County community with pride and professionalism. Let's all join in wishing them the very best as they take their skills global and compete with honor. Governor Kay Ivey has appointed David Reed as the new chairman of the Marshall County Commission. Reed steps into the role following the passing of longtime chairman James Hutchinson on May 3rd. A native of Marshall County, Reed is a successful businessman who led Whitaker Contracting to $139 million in revenue and 350 employees. He also served 15 years on the Gunnersville Board of Education, including 4 as chairman, and led several statewide construction groups. Governor Ivey praised Reed's leadership and commitment to community growth. Reed said he's honored by the appointment and ready to serve, and the appointment went into effect immediately. 2 area sisters are making a difference for kids just like them. Emily and Addison Baker, both living with type 1 diabetes, helped design this year's t-shirt for Kiki's Kids Camp, an annual event organized by the Floyd Healthcare Foundation and held at Darlington School. Their artwork highlights the hope for future scientific breakthroughs, even imagining a day when someone with diabetes might travel safely in space. Kiki's Kids Camp is named in memory of Angelique Kiki Petropol, a Rome pediatric nurse who also lived with diabetes. A gift from her estate continues to fund the camp and provide diabetes supplies to children in need. This year, 21 campers attended, learning about nutrition, diabetes management, and independence, all while connecting with others who share their journey. To learn more or support the camp, visit the Kiki's Kids Camp page on Facebook or call Floyd Healthcare Foundation at 706-509-3290. In area arrest reports, there are no new arrests to report at this time. As of earlier this morning, there were 83 inmates housed in the Cherokee County Detention Center. We'll be back with more.